Welcome to the Starlight Lounge with our hostess, Serena and Rainey Senna. Join the ladies as they go through many different topics and give their unique points of view. Sit back and indulge in the conversation. This is the Starlight Lounge.
Testing 1, 2. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
This is Rainey.
And Serena.
We're coming to you live in Hilo, Hawaii. You know, we're trying to do this podcast and give the children what they need. And what they need, mommy, is advice. They need some perspective because in this newer generation, we have noticed such a different perspective compared to what old school people do. Mm-hmm. And in this podcast and many episodes in the future, we'll be kind of giving us and giving you guys a little bit of a perspective on what we feel different topics and giving you guys a little bit of a unique point of view.
Yeah, I feel like we're in our 30s already. And
don't remind me.
You know, it's like the older kids. We have to just share the knowledge, you know.
You know, and you guys be probably wondering, like, why should we listen to Serena and Rainey in terms of, like, why do we feel like they're wise? Well, for me, I've been, you know, part of the LGBT community since I was in sixth grade, and I came out, and then 2-3 years ago, I have came to an acknowledgement that I'm a trans woman. And for mommy, what is your credentials?
Well, I'm already at the end, so, you know, it's you know, for being 30, you want to now share what you've learned, and We can offer a perspective from what we saw, you know, things that you don't see now growing up. So,
and mommy and myself has went through many different types of darkness.
Oh, so much darkness. Where we live, there is so much darkness. We call it the Tsukiyomi.
Yes, and there'll be an episode on that. But for us, it's just, it's draining, and we're at the point of the life where I feel like we have something important to say to the younger generation, especially those that feel lost.
Yeah, and I feel like there's just a lack of information, and I feel like, you know, it's like a timeline, and if you're not familiar with all the past and all, you won't really grasp what's going on now. Mm. So I feel they're so lost, and if they knew what we knew, maybe we could all get on the same page. Possibly. You know?
And not to say that our, you know, mana'o in Hawaiian, which means our knowledge and wisdom, is not to say that it's the correct wisdom, but it is definitely something that made us survive up to now.
Yes, it's, you know, life, the game of life. Just imagine, you know, we're players and we've been here a little longer than some of you. So we know how everything's set up in the game. So, you know, it would be good to touch base on those things, and because things are kind of chaotic right now, if you know, especially with the gender and the different
pronouns.
I don't even know. There's so many words for it. There's all these different, you know, identities and pronouns.
Yes.
And, you know, and sometimes we're getting lost. We're getting lost. It's getting a little crazy.
Because back in our day, we only have, you're gay. Mm-hmm. If you're trans, you're kind of like a monster.
It was the binary. It was male and female. And trans meant you're going from one to the other.
And that too, there was not a lot of trans people back then. So it was kind of like in the taboo section. So
we were like at the end of the original transgender waves of like the 80s and 70s. And it was the end. So we weren't really seeing new young ones during the wave hadn't started yet.
But as the knowledge and people are starting to get educated about trans and the LGBT, it started to become mainstream. More of the younger generation is coming out. But at that point, they're like, I don't know what to
do. They don't know what they're coming out and they're doing. They've lost the plot. What are we doing? What's the plan? And, you know, it's kind of sad. So mommy's here. Mommy's probably about 10 to 15 years older than all of you. So I'm going to let you know what the plan is.
And that's what our podcast is pretty much about, is just sharing the knowledge. So if you guys are interested, you know, tune in to many different episodes that we've got plenty of content and plenty of conversation planned for you guys. And, you know, sharing our unique point of view. Sometimes me and Serena will probably be bumping heads a lot about our point of view. Because
you piss me off sometimes, daughter, but we get through it.
You think that I piss you off? You piss me off so much. My
daughter's kind of new age sometimes, and I gotta wake her up and smell.
I'm not new age sometimes. Because as you know, for you guys, mom, I call Serena mommy, and Serena calls Rennie daughter. But in reality, we are the same age.
We are actually the same age.
But the reason why is that, you know, because I recently started to be in my own, being a trans woman. I have only been into the trans world 3 years, and mom has been like 10
to 15. It's like a drag. If you guys know drag and maybe ballroom, and if you guys are LGBT, you understand that whole drag family dynamic and, you know, like house mothers. So it goes like that. So we're the same age. I have kids that are older than me. So it is what it is.
It is what it is. But
as a mother, you're how old? 53.
I was born in 1822.
They tried to burn me.
But yeah. So if you guys are interested, please just tune in to every episode of our podcast. We have many different conversations coming your way. So yeah, please sit back and listen. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. We put on new episodes of Starlight Lounge every Friday at 6 p.m. EST. Follow us on our social media, The Starlight Lounge, on Instagram and on TikTok. Don't forget to download and leave a 5-star review if you enjoy the conversation. The podcast will also be posted on YouTube on Fridays, so like and subscribe.